We are continuing on, working our way through the Canons of Dort. Again, it's a 400th anniversary of this creation of this document. So we've been looking at the first hand of doctrine, divine election and reprobation. That was quite a long process there. And now we are working our way through the second point, and that is focusing on who Jesus is and what he's done. The work of Christ in securing salvation for those whom the Father had chosen. So what have we covered so far? In Articles 1 and 2, we focused on the mercy and justice of God. Both are needed to be taken into account. We don't pit one against the other, but we understand that they both work together. Secondly, we looked at Christ's atonement is not limited by its ability or Christ's ability, but it was limited by intent or focus. In other words, that Jesus died for particular individuals. And then we focused in looking at why Jesus had to be both God and man. And so then now we come to Articles 6 and 7, and the question arises, why do some believe in the good news of Christ and some do not? What is the cause? And the answer is, as it says in Article 6, it is because the blame is on themselves for their unbelief. In other words, man is responsible for their own actions. Our Lord Jesus Christ is recorded in John chapter 5 and beginning in verse 44. How can you believe who receive honor from one another and do not speak the honor that comes from only God? Do not think that I shall accuse you to the Father. There is one who accuses you, Moses, in whom you trust. For if you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words? And so Jesus is speaking concerning that unbelief. They are responsible for that. And so our statement is, whereas many who have been called by the gospel, the general call that goes out to all creatures, we talked about that last week, do not repent or believe in Christ, and therefore they perish in their unbelief. It is not because of anything in Christ. There's no failure on his part, but it's wholly dependent on ourselves. On the other hand, Article 7, as many as those who truly believe and are delivered and saved from sin and destruction through the death of Christ, notice that, are indebted for this benefit solely to the grace of God given them in Christ. We believe because of the mercy of God in granting to us the grace of God. Again, what is grace? God's riches at Christ's expense. This is recorded in a number of places, Ephesians 2, Philippians chapter 1. This grace is sovereign grace. God has the freedom to give to whom he wills, and who are we to say to God, why have you done this or so? And so what is the application today of this statement? Well, I would take the words of the Apostle Paul as he was speaking to the Philippian jailer who asked him, what must I do to be saved? And Paul said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved and your household. If you will not believe, then unbelief condemns you to perish in your sins. And so therefore, with Joshua, I set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Choose life that you may live.